Okay, let's start our discussion of Makas Daf Chaf. Makas Daf Chaf, let's start with the third wide line on Yud Tes Amid Beis. Says the Gemara Amar of Asi Amar of Yochanan, Meiser Sheini Mei Masai Chayavin Alav. When are you Chayiv on eating Meiser Sheini Michutz LiYerushalayim, outside the walls? We know Meiser Sheini has to be in the walls. From when are you Chayiv? Right? The assumption is, the Rishonim explain, that one is only Chayiv Meiser Sheini for eating it. One is Chayiv Malkus if one goes in with it and then it comes out. But if it never went in, then, as Tosfos points out, there's an Isser Asay. Right, Tosfos says, Devade leka lav, aval ase ika, tchsiv etzarta kesef biyadecha. Outside, you have to change it onto money. But you cannot eat it, aval below padiyah, lo, you can't eat it without padiyah. It's an isser ase. But there is no malchus. Malchus is only once it goes in, and then it comes out. So, when you say, chayavan alav, misha yire pneachoma. Once it sees the inside of the walls, or Tosfos is girsa, misha yire pneachabayas, but that is the halacha. My time, to Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Lefnei Hashem Alkecha Tochlenu, in front of Hashem, you shall eat it. Viksiv, and it says right next to it, Lo Sucha Lechol Bisharecha. You cannot eat it in your Sharim. And we darshan, Kol Hecha De Karina Be Lefnei Hashem Alkecha Tochlenu, Karina Be Lo Sucha Lechol Bisharecha. When is the Isser De Araisa with Malkus of eating Meiser Sheini outside? Only when you had the opportunity, when you had Lefnei Hashem Alkecha Tochlenu. Vikol Hecha De Lo Karina Be Lefnei Hashem Alkecha Tochlenu. If I wouldn't have never had the opportunity to eat it inside, so then I don't say that. Right? We know the Torah tells us that Meiser Sheni itself is a very special mitzvah. Meiser Sheni is meant to bring us to Yerushalayim, bring somebody to Yerushalayim from the family in order to be inspired. We know the Gemara tells us in Maseches Boavasra, and Tosfos there on Daf Chaf Aleph says that Meiser Sheni is to bring Yirat Shemayim. The Torah says it. Says the Tosfos, Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah, Lefisha Haya Roe Kedusha Gedola, Vekoanim Oskim Bavoda, Hayim Mechuvan Libo Yosel Yirat Shemayim, Velo Mo Torah. When I see the Koanim, and I see everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing, that inspires me to Yirat Shemayim and to learn Torah. Kid Darshinan Bisifri, Laman Tilmad Liyira, as Hashem Alokecha. That's Meiser Sheni. Godo Meiser Sheni Shemevi Lidei Talmud. Lefishaya Omid Yerushalayim Achi Yochal Meiser Sheni Shelo. Vaya Roesh Shekula Moskim Mlecha Shemayim Ubavoda. Hayagam Hu Mechavin Lirat Shemayim Vaosik Batorah. Tosfos and Babasra Daf Chaf Aleph says, that's Meiser Sheni supposed to bring it in. So the Gemara here says, the Isra of eating it outside of Yerushalayim only applies once it is brought in. Says the Gemara Meisvei. Interesting though. First, the Minchas Chinuch wonders if the Isser outside, let's say before you bring it in, once you bring it in and then bring it out, that's an Isser Daraisa of the Lo Suchal. But what about the Asay that Tosfos mentions? Vesarta Kesa Biadecha. What's the Shear? What's the Shear of eating? Usually by Isuri Achila we have Kezias. But what about here? Says the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tof Mem Beis, the Isser of eating Meiser Sheni of Dagon Chutz LiYerushalayim. We know there are many mitzvahs based on the same pasuk, right? The same pasuk there in Parshas Re'eh, I think has 8 mitzvos that are based on it. But says there, the Isser of eating Dagon, says the Minchas Chinuch, Hinei Alav Zeh Kechol Ma'achal HaZasuros, Sheba Torah, V'chayim Malkas Al Kezayis, V'chati Shir Osem Na Torah. As we know, we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan. But then, says the Minchas Chinuch, V'efshar, it's possible, Tekan Chati Shir Chomer Yoser, O Shalok Kederach Achila. Here, Chati Shir or Shalok Kederach is more Chomer, because it's not based on a pasuk that says Lo Tochal. Nehi Deino Over Al Halav, Mikol Makom, Kivan Ti'ika Asei Vitzarta HaKesef, over Efshar over. It's possible that even by a kol shehu you over the full iser da'oraisa. Again, there's not going to be enough gemina zomalkus, but in terms of being a full iser, ayin prima gadim v'naf gemina le'inyin shvua v'gam lasovrim d'shaloka derech achilu rak iser d'rabanan kan over be'ase. That's the suggestion of the Minchas Chinuch on the mitzvah of eating the iser of eating Meiser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim and the mitzvah to redeem it. So continues the Gemara. Meisve, Reb Yossi Omer, says Reb Yossi in the Tosefta, Kohen shall also be yadu te'ina shal tevel, a Kohen that has in front of him a fig of tevel, va'omar, and before he is actually mafreshit, he designates, he's koreshem, te'ina zu trumasa be'uksa, the truma of this te'ina is in its uk, it's in its stem, meiser rishon bitzafona, meiser sheni ledaroma, vehishnas meiser sheni v'Yerushalayim, and it's meiser sheni in Yerushalayim, o meiser and therefore there's no issur regarding those. So this is what he did. He did all of these hafrashos without doing the actual hafrasha. He was just korei shem. So what's the halacha? Achla. If he eats it, loke achas. He still gets one malchus. Why? What did he leave out? He left out trumas meiser. We know, even though he designated meiser rishon, he did not designate trumas meiser. He was a kohen. He could eat trumas meiser. The answer is, even a kohen can't eat truma or trumas meiser before the hafrasha. Right? That's the discussion of Rashi, Tosfos, and Yavamis, where Rashi seems to say that the isser of tevel is because of the truma shavo. And Tosfos says, how could that be? If it's because of the truma shavo, then kohanim should be able to eat tevel. And we know tevel is bisa v'dei shamayim for everybody, even kohanim. The answer given by the achronim is that no. Even Rashi says, truma is not mutter to a kohen until after afrasha. Eat truma lefnei afrasha is asur. So that's what it means. So here too, before he designates trumas meiser, if he would have designated trumas meiser, it would be all mutter. And there are no other Isurim, as Rashi points out here. Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni, it's not a problem. Meiser Rishon goes to a Levi, but if a Kohen eats it, or if Yisrael eats it, there's no Isur Mishum Meiser Rishon, it's just Gezel HaShevet. There's no Isur, and Meiser Sheni, it's in Yerushalayim, so therefore it's not a problem. So if this Kohen eats the fig, so he's going to get one Malkus because of Tevel, for the fact that there's no Trumas Meiser taken off yet. Vizar Sha'achla, Lokeshtayim. If a Zar would eat it, so then he would get two Malkus. Why? For the Truma Shavo. She'ilu Betchila Achla, ironically, says Reb Yossi, if he would have eaten it originally, the Zar, in Olok Elachas, it would just be Tevel. And now he's getting Tevel and Truma. So what is the Diyak? So Taima de Isa v'Yerushalayim. The Diyak from the Brice is that the only reason that it's limited to one or two is because it's Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim. Habik Vulin, if it would be in Gvulin, it didn't go into Yerushalayim yet. Lokesh Shalosh, you get a third Malkus. But 1 minute, it's outside, it never went in. Isn't that correct? Even if it never went in, you would be Chayav Malkus. So isn't this Tosefta against Rebbe? Isn't this Tosefta of Rebbe Yossi? Isn't it against the halacha that we quoted from Rebbe Yochanan? Says the Gemara, lo, the Eilei Venafki. Maybe the case in the Brice is where you brought it in and you brought it out. When it says Gvulin, it means been in already. One second, but if that's true, then what would be the Chiddush? Right? Up until now, nothing is a Chiddush besides that. If you say that, even if it didn't go in, that would be a Chiddush. But if that's not true, so then what's the Chiddush? Everything else is Pashut in the Brice. So the Gemara has two answers to that question, but let's wait a minute just to be medaic on the Brice, first of all. First of all, the example given is a te'ena. So that is a problem that Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah brings up. There is a machlokas rishonim, as we know, that what is chayev in Shubas and Maisris mida oraisa? What is chayev? Rashi and Tosfos all over Shas, including Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Beis, say Shubas and Maisris da oraisa is only dagon tirosh v'yitzhar. That's it. And there's even a machlokas. Is it only wine and oil, or even grapes and olives? The Ramban al Torah discusses that smaller issue. But that is what Rashi and Tosfos say, Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzhar. The problem is, there are various Gemaras, and there's some Gemaras that sound that way, but there are various Gemaras that sound the other way, like our Gemara. Our Gemara talks about figs, and it's talking about Malkus, which just sounds like an Issa D'Oraisa. So ask the Tosfos, what do I do with that Gemara, among others? V'Hadetanya, Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah Yud Beis asks, B'Perak Eluhin Alokin. Gabi Kohen shall also be yado te'ena shall tevel to Kohen shall achla loke achas v'zor shall achla loke shtayim v'chein had it's not b'meseches para. Also in meseches para, Tosfos quotes from Perek Yud Aleph in para, Gabi dvela shall truma shenafla lamechatas to ha'ochla b'misa. Again, dvela is crushed figs or crushed dates, but either way, it's not dagan tirosh v'yitzar. Says Tosfos, two answers. No, kol hani l'simani ba'alma. These are just examples. The ikar isn't about the type of fruit. The ikar is about the malchus or the misa. V'nafkamina l'truma d'oraisa. It has nafkamina for truma d'oraisa, but this case per se wouldn't be truma d'oraisa. Inami, or another more difficult reading, makas mardus. He's talking about makas mardus. Some other nafkaminas. But that's not the pashtus of the Gemara, but that's what Tosfos has to say because of Tosfos' shita. Who argues? We know the Rambam. The Rambam argues And it says, all fruit are chayiv in Shrumos and Maisris Mida Oraisa. All fruit. Says the Rambam in Perek Beis of Ilchas Shrumos, Kal Ochel Adam, Hanishmar, Shekidula Vina Aretz, all food that grows from the ground, not vegetables, he says Beferish, not that, but any other food like that, chayiv in Shruma, Umitzvah Zaseh Lahafresh Minu Rashis Lakoin, Shenemar Rashis Dagancha Vitiroshcha, Vitzarecha, Titain Li, Titain Lo, Ma Dagan Tirosh Vitzar, Ma'achal Adam, Vigidula Vina Aretz, Vieshlo Vailim, Shenemar Digancha, Avkol Kayotse Bohen, Chayiv in Shruma, Vichain, Bemaisris. Right, this is the Rambam Shita, all fruit. There is a middle shita that's quoted by some. The Ravid is quoted as saying this in the Shin Mukabetzes in Bamitzia, and the Meiri here mentions it. Maybe Shiva Saminim, because that would solve the problem with a number of these Gemaras with figs and dates. The Shin Mukabetzes quotes that in Maseches Bamitzia that helps for some of the cases. But three different days. There are some the Malbim at the end of Ayikra. He quotes a number of Rishonim, right? The Smag and others that say maybe it's all fruit, the Rambam is right, by Meiser Sheni. But when it comes to all others, then it's Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzar. So maybe it's a chiluk between the two. I think that's the Seder that he says it in. Okay, so that is on the Lashon of Te'ena. Also, the Rishonim point out, the Ritva and others, that this Gemara gives the impression that you have to designate a specific area. You can't just say, in there is Truma or Meiser. It's going like the opinion that you need Shiareha Nikarin. You need Shiareh, you need elements that you have designated in a recognizable area. Okay, so we continue. So we're stuck with the question. What's the chiddush of this brisa, of this tosefta, if it's talking about a case where it already went into Yerushalayim, and it's truma, and it's meiser, truma's meiser that's left, you have one, two. What's the chiddush? So, 2 days in the Gemara. Number one, hacha b'mayaskinan, kigo da'ilinhu b'tivlayhu. Maybe the case is where, when it was brought into Yerushalayim, as we just explained it is, it was still not designated. The designation took place after. It went into Yerushalayim, and it's added to Afkanami Betivla, right, and went out of Yerushalayim, but it went in its Tevel state. So what's the Chiddush? That's still called Meiser the Fruit, and Meiser Sheni going into Yerushalayim. The Kasavar Matanos Shelo Hermu, Kamisha Hermu Damyin. And the Chiddush is Matanos of a Kohen, that were not Huram yet. It's Ke'ilu they were Huram regarding having considered going into Yerushalayim and then going out. That is a major sugya. Matanos Shelo Hermu, says the Gemara. The Savar of Yossi, Matanos Shelo Hermu, Kamisha Hermu Damyin. Does Rabbi Yossi really hold that? Right, we're explaining the Brisa, which the authorship is Rabbi Yossi. Does Rabbi Yossi really hold that? We see from the following that he does not hold that. V'hatanya, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Omer Rishim Rebbe Yossi, Lo Nechluku Beis Shammai U Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel don't argue. It's about Meiser Sheni. They don't argue. Al Peo Shalunig Mer Malachton. If the fruit did not have Gemar Malacha yet, they weren't finished processing yet. Right, the Chiyav of Meiseris is only after Gemar Malacha. So both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that if the Peiros did not have Gemar Malacha yet, Va'avru Bi Yerushalayim, and they went into Yerushalayim, Sheyipada Meis, and then it went out. You can be poda it after it goes out. It can be in anywhere. Meaning it's not called going in because there was no Gemar Malacha yet. No Gemar Malacha. There's no Chiyuv yet. So it's not labeled as having gone in. What's the machlokas about Peir Shammai Beis Hillel? Where Peiros had a Gemar Malacha, Va'abi Yerushalayim, and went to Yerushalayim, but it wasn't separated yet. That's the machlokas, meaning Matanos Shelo Hermu. Shebeis Shammai Omrim, Yachzir Meiser Sheni Shalahem, V'yocha B'Yerushalayim. Beis Shammai says you have to bring it back in. You cannot be po to it, because Kamisha Hormu Damyan. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Yipada V'yecha B'chol Makom. Beis Hillel said, no, redeem them, and they can be in anywhere, because Beis Hillel hold Matanos Shelo Hermu, Lav Kamisha Hormu Damyan. It's not as if it went in. But one second. What does Reb Yossi's Beis Hillel hold? V'yis Talkadaydak Matanos Shelo Hormu, Kamisha Hormu Damyan, Hakal Tua Mechitzos. It should be, if it's Kamisha Hormu Damyan, so the Mechitzos are ready, labeled it as Meiser Sheni, and therefore you should not be able to redeem it. Meaning, the Rashi explains, Mi demasni Reb Yossi Aliba de Beis Hillel Yipadeh Shma Mina de Hachi Svirale. If Reb Yossi says like Beis Hillel, he must hold like that Beis Hillel de Beis Shammai B'makam Beis Hillel in the Mishnah. And he quotes the Gemara elsewhere in Brachas and elsewhere that when you have Tush Beis Shammai B'makam Beis Hillel, that's more than a regular Shita Dechuya. And therefore it's as if Ke'ilu Reb Yossi holds that way. So Reb Yossi holds that way, way, matana shlo hormu, lav kimisha hormin dami, and that's a stira with the first brisa we just said the chiddush is, matana shlo hormu, kimisha hormu damien. That would be the chiddush of the brisa. So, Kasha, answer, we'll get back to that Beisham and Beisilal in a minute, Hashem, let's just finish the answer. Amar Rabba, mechitza le'echol d'oraisa, mechitza liklot d'rabbanan. We spoke about this earlier in the Masechta as well, and at the end of Sanhedrin. Really, the din of eating fruit of Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, that's a din d'oraisa. Mechitza le'echol midoraisa. Mechitza liklot d'rabbanan. But the fact that fruit in Yerushalayim, once they go out, can no longer be redeemed, that itself is a din d'rabbanan. V'chi gazer rabbanan ki isa be'enei. And the rabbanan only goes there, that din d'rabbanan, when the fruit went in themselves. B'tiv le'lo gazer rabbanan. But if it wasn't hufrash yet, then they didn't say that you still have to eat in Yerushalayim, d'oraisa. But the idea of it's not being able to be redeemed, that is something that the Rabbanan did not keep intact in that case. Okay, 2 points on this discussion that we just had. First, Beishamai b'makam beisila ein mishnah. So we discussed that in the past. We usually have a principle called elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim, right? And both shitas have halachic validity, even in terms of psak halacha, right? The Gemara in Shabbos said that in the Perek of Elazar Demila discusses that there was some talmidim that followed their Rebbe and acted differently than the rest of Klal Yisrael before there was a Shulchan Aruch, and they were allowed to follow. They were allowed to follow their Rebbe because that's elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim, as long as it's a halachic opinion. But the Gemara says Beishamai is a different type of opinion. Obviously, to study the words of Beishamai is Talmud Torah. It's a Chefsa Shel Torah. We don't have to study only the Shitos that we paskin like. There are many pages and pages in Shas about Shitos that we don't paskin like. But what's the difference? The difference is that the Baskol went out against Beishamai. Right, the Gemara in Eir Vindaf Yud Gimel, where the Baskol says, Elu ve'elu, but the Halacha is like Beis Hillel. And why is Halacha like Beis Hillel? The Gemara describes, because they were Maktim Divrei Beishamai, and they studied their words. But the Ramchal, the Masul Shisharam, discusses why this is different. Why their Shita is different. Because there it's a whole group of people on that side. Right, why? The first story and the second story in Shas, Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon leans over to say, Kriya Shva like Beishamai. And the Chazal get upset at him. Why? You can be machmir like a das yachid, but not like Beishamai. Beishamai b'makam beis hillel, eina mishnah. Says the Masul Shisharim in Perek Chaf. And Perachaf, Sha'abal is chasid, chasidus amiti, tzorach sheyishkol, kol maiso, lefi toldos hanemshachos mehen. If you want to be a real pious person, you have to think about all the ramifications of what you are doing. And atoli, lefi achevra, lefi anosei, lefi amakom. And you have to think about what the ramifications are. And he says, Umaisa Rabbi Tarfon Yochiach, Shehechmer Lahatos Kebeshamai. He thought to himself, what am I doing? I'm just being mach a little bit. For Amrulo, Kedai Yisalachov Batsmacha, Shalfartal de Rabbi Silla. They said, Kedai, that you should have gotten hurt. Avavishamachroya, what's the problem? Why? Explains the Ramchal. She'inyi machlokas b'shama b'shilel ha'yinyin kavei li'Yisrael. V'bnei ha'machlokas ha'gadol l'sharavsa b'neihem. There was a major machlokas. V'sov sov nigmar shalacha k'b'shilel la'olam. V'hinei, ki yumah shel Torah shegmar din zeh yishoer b'chol tokef la'ad l'olmei olamim. For the good of the Torah, we have to keep that. V'lo yechlash b'shum panim. Shim lo teyasa Torah chas v'shchili l'kashay toros. The Torah doesn't become two toros. You have a whole group of people. If they're followed, then the Torah would be splintered. Even with this, following like Beis Hillel, we have so many groups among Yahadus. But says Masul Shisharim, that's why their Shita is different. Again, among other suggestions as well by the Achronim, what makes Beis Shammai different. But either way, our Gemara has that as an assumption. It's Ke'ilu, Reb Yossi, holds like that, because if he's holding like Beis Hillel, so that's why. There are Kabbalistic sources, it's not in Shas, that maybe Lasa Lava will paskin like Beis Shammai when Mashiach comes, but that is not quoted by the Apostle. Another interesting nafkamina might be, in terms of Beis Shammai versus any other Shita Dechuya, there is a fascinating Gemara in Maseches Sukkah, where the Gemara discusses that there was a certain type of Sukkah that was pasul according to some Shitas and some Amoraim, the Gemara in Daf Yudam Abeis and Maseches Sukkah, and they invited in their friend who the host held that the Sukkah was kosher, but the friend they knew held that the Sukkah was pasul, and they didn't tell him. They didn't tell him. The question is, can they not tell him? Just because I hold this kosher, but you don't hold this kosher. Right? That's the case of Noi Sukkah, that was muflugin from the Schach. Agninu, the Gemara says there, Agninu Rav Nachman Besukkah, Shenoyeh, muflugin men arba tvachim. Ishtiku, v'lo amr lev lomidi. They didn't say anything. Armalu hadaber rabbanim mishpatayu. I will yechozer bar from yeshita. They say no. We are shluchei de mitzvah and we're pater from the sukkah. But the Ritva there in sukkah, Daf Yud asks, but how could they be lifnei iver? How could they give them? It's like a chaticha di sura. How could they do that? Says the Ritva, because there it was nikar. They should have looked up. They could have seen if the decorations were hanging down too low. But if it wouldn't be nikar, not. So, but maybe some suggest that when it comes to Beis Shammai, there's no holding this, because he's not like a das yachid that you can hold like b'di'evit, right? He's totally rejected, and therefore that's not acceptable. Good. One point. The other point to mention is a Ritva that is much discussed by the Achronim. The Ritva right here. Some say it's a tosofer. The Ritva says on the Shita, Matanos shlohormu kimi shohormu damyan. Matanos that were not taken off is ki'ilu they were taken off already. Says the Ritva, v'hada chashiv aile betivla re'ies penechoma bishum tekasar matanos shlohormu kimi shohormu damyan pirish kimi shohormu damyan bazu. Vidichvasa tahave lachumra. Well, would you first read the words of the Ritva? When do you say ki'ilu hormu? That's only lachumra. Di'ilu lakula lo amrinan kimisha hormu damim. You don't say lakula kimisha hormu. Why? De'im kain ein adam mischayev la'olam mishum tevel. Vize pashut. What is the Ritva saying? I have tevel. But if you always say kimisha hormu, I'll never be chayev for tevel. Because it'll always be, ki'ilu I took off the chumas and maestras. So, I will never. So it must be, only l'chumr you say this, not l'kula. That is the Ritva. If you look at the Achronim, the footnotes here in the Ritva, quote the Tshuva Shiva Sion, and the Achiezer, and many others that discuss this. The Shiva Sion says it must be a mistake, because there are beferish gemaras. The gemara in the second parak of Kiddushin discusses that if a Yisrael is mekadesh with chumas and maestras, the Kiddushin can work, because it's matana shalom hermu. So that's saying that she's an Eishes Ish. Lakula. Right, based on Matana Shlor Hermu. That's unbelievable. And if she accepts Kedushin with somebody else, it's not a good Kedushin. So says the Shiva Tzion, it must be a Ta Sofer. In the Ritva, V'tzorach Lahagi B'dvarav, B'zuv V'tichvas Amrina B'shas, Kemosha Hermu Damien, Avalhecha Dolo Mefurish B'shas. Right, not Kula and Chumra, but Mefurish B'shas and Lo Mefurish B'shas. That's difficult. It doesn't seem like the Ritva says that, unless it's a mamish mistake. The Achiezer in Chela Gimel Simen Sama Gimel says, no, it gives a different shot to the Ritva. The Ritva is saying you only go l'chomer, not l'kula. That's regarding Isurim. L'hachmir. Right? K'mo b'kidushin and beiz v'makas sham. Avalo l'hakel. That's regarding within the world of Isurim. Aval regarding Dini Mominis, you always say, Matana Shlo Hermu, Kamish Hermu Damien. So, Mominus, which has an result of Isser, okay, that's still called Mominus. And therefore, the Ritva says, that wouldn't have any Chilukim within Mominus. Again, a very much discussed Ritva. As we have seen, the Ritva in this Masechta plays a crucial role. Plays a crucial role in any Masechta, but especially this one, where we don't have so many of the other Rishonim, we don't have the Rashba, but the Ritva. The Ritva has very important comments. That is all, though, shot number one. What is the Chiddush of the Brisa that was quoted, the Tosefta that we quoted from Rav Yossi, that if a Kohen is mafresh all these things, hafrasha b'peh, right, and he doesn't actually be mafresh it. So what is the chiddush, right? If he eats it, he's all chayev one for chumas meiser. If his zari, it's chayev two for tevel, right? What's the chiddush if already went into yom? Yeah, matana shlo hermu kamisha hermu damyan. Number one. Number two, Ravina Amar. Second answer, kugon denakele bakanya. Maybe the chiddush is he's holding it like in a knapsack. The case that Rapapa asked on yesterday's daf, he's holding it in a knapsack. He's in Yerushalayim. The knapsack is out of Yerushalayim, and this is the Chiddush that it is considered ki'ilu it went in. The Tifshot by the Rav Papa. And then it would be answering the question that Rav Papa asked earlier on yesterday's daf, whether that's called in or not in. Do you go by the person? Do you go by the fruit itself? Right, that is the question. But either way, this would answer that question. All right, that's the question we just had right before where we started on today's daf. Good. We continue. Says the Mishnah, the next list. Remember, the first Mishnah had the list of all of these Machayivei Malkus. Says the Mishnah, HaKoreach Karcha Barosha. If somebody makes a bald spot on his head because he is upset about a mace, VaHamakif Paas Rosho. If somebody cuts off his payas makif, pa'as rosha, right? One of the few isurim that do not apply to women, right? The women are obligated in all those sases, even zman grama, except for makif, mashvi zakan, and tumas meis, as the Mishnah says in Kiddushin. So here, makif, pa'as rosha, if somebody is makif, the payas. Va mashchis, destroys pa'as zakano, right? Destroys the, spots in his beard that he's not allowed to cut with a razor. All of these. Let's stop there for a minute because there's a big discussion about the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam writes, question is whether he meant it or not. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Avodah Zara, Perek Yud Beis Halach Aleph, Ein Megalchin Pasei Arosh, one is not allowed to cut off payas. And then the Rambam adds, Kimosha Hayu Osin Ovdei Avodah Zara V'Kamrehen, like the Ovdei Avodah Zara and their priests do. You're not allowed to do that. Shenemar lo sokifu paas roshchem. V'chayev akal peya v'peya, you're chayev for each one. L'fichach ha-megalach shneitztav. Afil bas achas, basra achas, lo kashtayim. Okay, two different isurim. But the key, the Rambam says, is if you're not allowed to cut off the peyas harosh like the ovdei avodah zarah do. So is that extra line significant? Says the tour in Simen Kuf Pei Aleph, picking up on this line of the Rambam, right? So the Rambam doesn't usually write Tami HaMitzvos in the Mishnah Torah. Says the tour, Hakavas Arosh Vashchasos Azakan Gam Be'elu Kasav Rambam Shasim Hakasim Mevdei Shosim Kain Ovdei Avodah Zarah V'Komrehen V'Zeh Eino Mefurash. That's not explicit, says the tour. Ve'Nanu Tzrichel Avakish Tam LaMitzvos. You don't have to look for reasons for mitzvos. Ki mitzvos melech heim aleinu afim lo neda tamon. Right? The mitzvos are from Hashem. Even if we don't know the reason, what's the Rambam giving a reason for? Is he limiting it? That's the tour. The question is, what's the kavana of the tour? So the Beis Yosef jumps on the tour to defend the Rambam. The Ramah jumps on the Beis Yosef to defend the tour. Says the Beis Yosef, chas v'shalom, to think that the Rambam is limiting this halacha. Dvarav mevuarim shedaito lachlok al Rambam. The tour seems to be arguing on the Rambam. Va'ani omer, says the Beis Yosef. Dechas leila harambam mila mizvar hachi. Chas v'shalom, the Rambam holds this way. Umiyachush l'chavanat Torah v'mitzvos yosim imenu. Who stands up more for kavanat Torah and kavanat mitzvos than he? Udvarav besof hilchas me'ila yochichu. Right, look at his words at the end of hilchas me'ila. Luka yotzibam b'kasa besof hilchas temura. Ubesof hilchas mikvos. Right, those are the big three. The Rambam at the end of Me'ila, Temura, Mikvos talks about Tamei HaMitzvos, that we have to try to figure it out, but not base the mitzvah based on those Tamei HaMitzvos. We try, and it's important to try. Right, the end of the Temura, the Rambam says, why is there an Isser of Temura? Because the Yetzer Lev HaAdam is Ra, and after I designate an animal, who knows, maybe I'll want to change my mind and, you know, back out. So the Torah says you can't do that. And even if you want to give a better one, doesn't matter. But what does that show? That the reason is the reason, but that's not the ultimate. The Rambam's lashon is, Afal pi, I'll just read Temura, but he says it by Temura, Me'ila, and Mikvos. Afal pi shekol chukei HaTorah gzeiros heim, kamo shebi'arnu, ra'ui lehisbonein bohem. It is appropriate to be misbonein. V'chol sh'ata yachol li'tein lo tam, tein lo tam. Whatever reason you can give, give it. Hari amr chacham rishonim, shamalach shlomo hevin, Rov ha'ta'amim shall call chukei HaTorah. Shlomo HaMelech understood most. And then the Rambam gives his own reason for Temura. Yir Eli. Shezesh Amar v'akasuv. Hayahu v'smarasu yekodesh. Yor da Torah l'sof machsheves ha'adam. V'ksas yitzur hara. Shetivo shal adam note. L'harbos kinyono. We always want to have more and amass more assets. V'lachus ha'mamono. And even though I was noder and makdish, I want to get back. But at the end of the day, the Rambam says, V'kal elu advarim lakuf yitzro u'lesakein de'osav. All the mitzvahs are to channel my Yetzer. Verov dini haTorah einon ella is the beautiful lashon. Torah's laws are Eitzos meirachok migadol haEitza lesakein hadeos uliyasher kalamasim. Right, from the gadol haEitza, Eitzos meirachok, in order to do it. So back to the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef says the Rambam clearly does not limit mitzvos to reasons; they're extra. Umisham nisbonein shadaitoza lomar sheyafal bishakol chukei haTorah gzeiros melachim mikomako mashenu chalavakish dotam nomer botam umashalonim sodotam liyachet adarva lekotzer hasagaseinu vaanu chayavim lekayman kama mitzvos sheno detayma. We have to do all the mitzvos. So says the Beis Yosef to the tour. Don't think the Rambam is limiting the Isser to only where the Ovdei Avodah Zarah do it. But if they stop, we don't have to. No, that is the tour's understanding. If you look in the the Darkei Moshe, just like the Beis Yosef said Chas V'Shalom to the Torah about the Rambam, the Darkei Moshe says Chas V'Shalom to the Beis Yosef about the Torah. V'ani Omer Gamkein Chas Leder Rabenu Sheyachshod B'Ksheirim K'mo HaRambam L'Mizvah Lav Sheyizbar Im Lo Hayo Yodim Tama Mitzvah Lo Yinim Mitzvah Lasoso Lo Matzina B'Shum Chacham Yisrael Sheyamin Bazeh. No great Baal Mesorah will think this way. Rak Derech Pokrim B'Torah who only believe in what their seichel leads them to. So it's impossible. We're not darshing time of the Krah, and he continues how what he thinks that the Torah's Kavana was, but this is all an interesting discussion between the Rambam, and then the Tur, and then the Darkei Moshe, and then the Taz discusses this. The Taz discusses what about Shalom Malchus? Right, that's a nafkamina, right? If it's just Mishum not being like the Goyim, so then maybe Mishum Shalom Malchus, one would be able to cut the payas. But if not. Either way, the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Pei Aleph, in Yaredeya Chelek Beis, says, Peos harosh, Shem Shtayim, Sof harosh, Umakam Chibro Lelechim Yimil Esmol, Bein Shegilach HaPeos Bilvad, Bein Shegilach Kol Harosh, Im HaPeos Chayiv. Meaning, he quotes all the halachas, and he does not quote that line of the Rambam. Though often the Beis Yosef would quote the language of the Rambam, even though he finds it problematic, here he does not. Okay, back to the Mishnah. So we spoke about the first line. So making a bald spot and cutting off the Peyas HaRosh and destroying the beard. Vasoreit Srita Achas Al HaMeis Chayef. If somebody scratches themselves for the mace, Chayef. Sarat Srita Achas Al Chamisha Mesim. O Chamet Sritas Al Mes Echad. Chayef Akalachas Va'achas. The Mishnah will discuss this. The Gemara will discuss this. If somebody makes one scratch for five Mesim, or five scratches for one Mes, either way, five Averis. Al Harosh. Now getting back to the places of the we mentioned before, Ala Rosh Dayim, Achaz Bikan Vachaz Bikan. For the payas, right? If somebody does the whole head, that's two, because they're two payos. Payos means the side, like the word paya, right? It's on the side. So if you do both, that by the temples, so that's usur. Two isurim. Ala zakan, shtaimikan vachaz milamata. Two and one. We know there are five spots on the front of a man's face that are usur, mishum, shaving with a razor, when we don't want to get close to anything, so we generally we don't know exactly where the spots end, so we don't use a razor at all on the front of a man's face. On the back, then there's a flexibility, one can use a razor on the back, because that is not, that's for sure not included. But it gets a little tricky, and this is what Rabbanim gets this question sometimes, how low down on the neck does it go? Sometimes there's some people that have certain type of skin issues, and they want to use a razor somewhere. So how much down? Where does the neck stop and the face, beard part, start? That is not so clear. Not so clear, but again, there have been mamarim written about it. But there are five spots on the front. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, im nitzlu kulan ka'achas, eino chayev ala achas. If you do it all at once, meaning one act, not at the exact same time, eino chayev ala achas. Ve'eino chayev ashiyetlenu bitar. And the only isser is if it is done bitar with a razor, with a destructive type of blade. Machlokas Rishonim, what is this last line going on? The Rambam says it's going on both things. It's going on both by a zakan and for payas. The isser d'araisa is only with a razor. That is not how we're machmer for. We're machmer for the rush. The rush right here in Simon Beis, Simon Gimel, Tosfos in a few places, Meseches Nazir, Daf Mem Aleph, Tosfos holds and the rush holds that even a razor is only going on the beard part of it, but the payas is even not. And that's what we're machmer for. In Yoredeya, in Kuf Pei Aleph, Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says, Eino chayev ela betar, v'yesh osrim b'misparayim ke'entar, v'yesh lachush lidivrayim. I want you to be machmir for their words, right? The Gra says, the masmison mashma dafka zakon, k'moshim etzayim shal begamara, v'eino chayev echulu, tonar bar vasakonam, v'kei mashma perak vav de nazir, v'ayin tosfos in shuvis, tosfos in nazir, right? Because that's where it comes from. Good. We continue. As the last line, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Afilu Laktu B'Malkeit Obirhitni Chayev. Even these other type of blades, which we'll talk about, that's also Chayev. You don't have to do it. We'll have to see in the Gemara what exactly is the Machlokas. Tan Rabbanon Lo Yikrechu. Getting back to the bald spots. Right, there are two psukim that discuss this issue. One in Vayikra Chaf Aleph by Kohanim. One in Dvarim Yudalid by everyone, by Yisraelim. So we're going to put both together and get the halacha for all Jews. Lo Yikrechu. arba v'chamesh krichos. Lo yechev ala achas. Somebody makes four or five bald spots because he's sad for the mace. You might think he's only chayev one. Tamalomar karcha lechayev akol karcha v'karcha. Extra word. Birosham ma tamalomar. What is birosham? Tishvi lefishenem. Lo sis go to do. Lo sisimu karcha beinei nechem lemeis. Because it says lo sis go to do. Do not slash yourself. Again, we also know it means agudos agudos, but the simple upshot is don't slash yourself. Lo tesimu karcha. Don't put a mark between your eyes. Lemeis. You might think that you're only chayev if you cut yourself between the eyes. Minan the rabbis call arosh. How do you know to include the whole head? Tamalomar. Look at the other pasuk in Vayikra. Berosham. The rabbis call harosh. V'ein liyela b'kohanim. Shiruhen kachas mitzvos yisteiros. Maybe that pasuk is only by the kohanim. The kohanim have more mitzvos, right? Can't marry a grusha and I can't marry a zona, right? So maybe there by kohanim, maybe they can't do it over the whole head. Yisrael minayin. So how do you know Yisrael? So we say no. It's gzeira shava between these two pasuk. Nemarkan karcha v'nemar lahalan karcha. Malahalan chayev akol karcha v'karcha. Just like there, you're chayev for each one. V'chayev al arosh kibeinu enayim, and you fire it on the whole head. Avkon chayev akol karcha v'karcha v'chayev al arosh kibeinu enayim. That direction. And the other way, umalahalan al meis. Afkan al mace. So we include all of the Yisurim. Just like here, it's only for a mace, so too there, it's only for a mace. So the first line was an inclusive of the Yisur, and here it is excluding. The Maharal and the Gur Aryeh on the Pasuk there in Vayikra Perachav Aleph has a discussion why we have the Drasha Lakula in this way. The Drasha Lachumra. The first half of the Drasha is Lachumra. But here's the Kula, only al mace. Okay, so he discusses that, gives a couple of answers. So what exactly is the case where you do 4 and 5 in your chayah 4 and 5? Is it one after another? You shouldn't do this, and you cut it. You shouldn't do it. You shouldn't. Each one. Hasra, action, pshita. That's obvious. Why would I have thought otherwise? So Ela Bechada Hasra. It must be maybe with only one Hasra before you start. Then mima chayev. Then is anybody chayev there? If you only had one asra, that's not. Doesn't the Mishnah say a nazir? Nazir shay yisosa yain kol hayom ein chayev ala achas. If a nazir is drinking wine all day, he's chayev one. If he has one asra, amr lo tishta al tishta. If they keep telling him, don't drink. Vuhu shosa chayev kol achas v'achas. So you see, there's only one asra at the beginning. You're only chayev one. So what's the case that you can be chayev five? Lo tzricha. The sach chamesh espaosav nasha. A person put material or a cream that makes your hair fall out on all five of his fingers, right after he gets hasra, he puts the five fingers on his head. So that it's a hasra right before the action, and then it is a perfect hasra for each one. There's a Yerushalmi in Nazir. Yerushalmis are always not 100% clear to understand and to see what they're saying, but that leaves it open. But the Yerushalmi in Nazir in Perek Vav seems to have a case where, let's say there's a whole bottle of wine, and somebody gives Hasra to a Nazir and says, don't drink this, because in here there are 10 Gezesim, and if you do that, you're going to get 10 Malkus. So it sounds like from the Yerushalmi, then you get 10 Malkus there. So it sounds like you're chayev. In the bottom on the Shiari Karbon, it seems to say that seems to be against our Gemara. It might not be. Our Gemara seems to give a different impression. If there's only one Hasra at the beginning, so then it's not going to be chayev. I'll call achas va'achas. Continuing, the Kamashir Karcha. What is the shear of baldness that you have to cut out? The Ritva says, only for Malkus. Any amount is for the Isser, right? Even one hair would be for the Isser. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says also in Simen Kuf Pei. Going back one Simen, the Isser of Ksovis Kaka and Kricha Lameis, right? Any amount. But the Ritva here says, the Gemara is asking for Malkus, how much is it? Pirsh l'chayim Malkus, yilu isura, afilu sara achas asur. So Rav Huna amar, kadesha yira eme rosho. So you can see it. You can see it on the head. So again, the Ritva says, two deyas, l'chumra or l'kula? Yesha pirsh l'chumra. Kol she nira karcha b'rosho, afilu bi'iyun dak umikarov. As long as you can see it, even if you have to analyze it and look closely. V'yesha to l'kula, she yira eme rosho me rachok. Be'iun gas, right? If you look at from far, you'll be able to see it. So 2 days in the Ritva, whether Rav Huna is very machmir or mekel. Rav Yochanan Amar Mishum Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon Kegris. the size of a grist, the size of a bean. Acher ba'omrim kedeisha yira mirosho. Again, another brisa, same shita. Amar Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva pligi ba tzlasa tanoi. Really, three shitos. Chad amar kegris, the chad amar kedeisha yira mirosho, the chad amar kishtei cyrus. Right, two hairs. Ve'ika demafik shtei cyrus u'ma'ayel b'kadasha. Some take out the shita of two cyrus and put in adasha. So you have gris and adasha. V'simaneich, how do you remember which one to take out and which one to put in? Baharis kegris u'michya bika adasha. Just like this halacha by Tsara'as has, the Mishnah in Tsara'as has gris and adasha. Baharis is the white spot with an area inside of it that is healthy. So the white spot is the size of a gris and a smaller side inside of a lentil. So just like that Mishnah has gris and adasha in it, that's the two that you should have, two out of the three in this brisa as well. Period. Tana hanotam ali piyazuk b'shabes chayiv. Getting to Hilchos Shabbos now. If somebody pulls out a scissors tip full of hair on Shabbos, chayiv. V'kam ali piyazuk. How much is that? That's the minimum for the malacha of gozes. Gozes, pulling something from its life source. Amar Rav Yehuda shtayim, two hairs. V'tanya l'karcha shtayim, but it says for karcha shtayim. Mashma for Shabbos is different. Emavachin lekarcha shtayim, also for karcha. Tani nami hachi, the brisa also supports this. Anota mali piyazug b'shabes chayif. Vekama mali piyazug shtayim. Rebbe Eliezer omer achas machlokes. Umodim chacham in Rebbe Eliezer. The chacham agreed to Rebbe Eliezer that one would be enough for Shabbos. B'malaki levanos mitoch shacharos, pulling one white hair from among black hairs. Afilu achas shehu chayif. That itself is chayif. On Shabbos for one. Why? Rashi explains. The kashu malaki toso mi bein ashchoros melacha chashuva hilo. V'chai mishum gozes. It's a melacha chashuva. And therefore, chai for gozes. Tosfos adds in, this is a chiddush, doesn't say this in the Gemara. Tosfos adds in, maybe this is only l'man da'amar, bottom line in Tosfos, melacha shein esricha l'gufa chayif. Right, we know. Melacha shein esricha l'gufa, you have to do it for the same purpose that it was done in the Mishkan. At least one of the definitions of Malacha Nesuch Lagufa. In the Mishkan, they sheared sheep because they wanted the wool. So if you don't want the wool, says Tosfos, Malacha Nesuch Lagufa, and therefore this must be going like that Shita Chayef. Right? Similar, Tosfos has a similar comment in Shabbos, where the Mishnah says in Masech HaShabbos, if you cut your nails on Shabbos, you're Chayef Daraisa. If you cut your nails with the scissors, says Tosfos, that's only according to the Manda Omar, Malacha Nesuch Lagufa is Chayef. Because you don't want the nails, so if you say, it would only be an Issa Rabbanan. While Rashi there and other Rishonim note that the Gemara, when it wants to say a Mishnah is only according to one Shita, it says it. And here it doesn't say it. So they say, the other Pshat given is that no, maybe the Malacha of Gozes here is not just about per se that you want the nails. Maybe it's a different definition of Malacha Shanesuich Lagufa. You want a positive result. You're not just removing a problem. Malacha Shanesuich Lagufa is you're removing a problem. You're trapping an animal so it doesn't hurt you. You're taking the mace out of the house so it doesn't make the house tame or smell up the house. But here, you want the nails neat and clean. And therefore, maybe that would be enough to make it chayiv there. So to here. It's very well might be that those shittas would also say here, it's even according to the Manda Amar, Malacha Shanesuich Lagufa is pater. V'davar ze afilu b'chol asur. And this is even b'chol, taking one white hair out of black hairs, it's asur even on a weekday for a man. Mishum shenemar v'lo yilbash gever simlas isha. This is considered a female activity, and therefore it is not allowed. Right? And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, as we know, in Yaradeya, in the Simen about female activities, Kuf Pei Beis Sif Vav, the Shulchan Aruch discusses this, as well as Mafilu Asu Lakin, Afilu Seir Echad, Lava Mitok Shcharos, Bishom Lo Yobash Gever. Chinasu Leish Litzvoa Shcharos, Afilu, even dying one's hair. And then the Shulchan Aruch adds, Asu Leish Litztaka B'mara. Woman can't, a man can't even look in a mirror. But will, the post can say that, obviously, Bizmanazeh, that does not apply. The post can discuss that some of these isurim of men-women issues, you know, depend on time and place. So, Bizman HaZeh, where men use the mirror, so then it wouldn't be included in the isur. But that is the related issue to Simlas Isha. Continues the Gemara. V'hamakiv pas rosho v'chulu. Tanur Rabbanan. Pas rosho, sof rosho. The edge, the end of the head, which are the temples. Ve'zeo sof rosho, ze'a mashvet sta'av la'achore ozno. Ula padachto. Someone imagine if you draw a straight line from behind one's ears to the forehead, right? That whole area on the top of side of the head, that is included in the Isser of Peyas Harosh. Tani Tana Kamed Rav Chisda. Echad amakid vechad nikav loke. There was a brisa that was said to Rav Chisda. And the brisa said, the makif, the one who does the cutting, and the nikav, the one that gets cut, loke will get malchus. Says the Gemara, Omer lei. Rav Chisda hears this and says, somebody, manda achel tamri bar bila lucky. What if somebody eats dates in a basket, they're going to get malchus, meaning, what did the nikav do wrong? Right? What did the nikav do? They should get malchus. Right, the diuk that the Ritva has from here is that it's Asur, but he's bothered. Rav Chisda is bothered by the Malchus. Why should he get Malchus? Fine, he allowed himself to be cut, but it's a Lav She'en Bo Maisa. Right, so if it's Lav She'en Bo Maisa, why should he get Malchus? So, three answers given in the Gemara. Number one, Da'amar Lachamani Rabbi Yehuda, Da'amar Lav She'en Bo Maisa Lokan Alav. Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, right, which we had back in the first parak. Lav She'en Bo Maisa, you do get Malchus for. Machlokas Tanoim. Number one, Rava Amar, if that's the answer, then there's no lumdus that this teaches us. Rava Amar, b'makif la'atzmo, the Divrei HaKol, is being makif to himself, and it's Divrei HaKol, because he is active, and therefore he's going to get Malchus. Rabbi Yosef Engel, we mentioned a few weeks ago, I think at the end, towards the end of the Sanhedrin, where somebody does an Avera to himself. How many do they get? Do they get one or two? Right, so that's makif atzmo, Divrei HaKol. And then you have the third answer, Rav Ashi Amar, b'misayeya, v'divrei HaKol. Misayeya, the nikaf helps a little bit. He's misayeya, Rashi, mazmin hasa'aros l'makif. He gets his hairs ready for the makif. And therefore, he is included in the Isser, Misayeya. The question that is asked, the Taz asked this question. The Taz, in the beginning of Shin Chavches, asks, what do you mean, Misayeya? The Gemara says in Shabbos, Ein Bo Mamish. Misayeya doesn't really do anything. Misayeya halachically is not considered as if he's active. So the Taz is mechalik between, he quotes a Gemara Meseches Beitza about letting a guy color your face on Yontif. So the Taz is mechalik between Misayeya b'shas ha'maisa or kodem ha'maisa. Kodem ha'maisa, like here, that's usur, because you got it ready for the act. B'shas maisa, ironically, is less. But the Ritva asked that question. Maybe the Taz didn't have the Ritva on Makis. The Ritva asked the question right here, and the Ritva says, it says in Beit Zadav Chav Beis, Lini Michol Kusi L'Yisrael B'Yantif, V'Yisrael Amitz U'Pasach D'Misayeh Ein Bo Mamish. So why here does it say Misayeh is Mamish, and therefore to get Malkus, V'Lo Kasha. First answer, She'ein Kala Misayin Shavin. Not every Misayeh is equal. The Misayeh da Hasam Ein Bo Mamish. Shederach Ayin La Ma'amitz U'Mafateh. What's he doing there? Opening up the eyes, closing the eyes. Your eyes are always blinking. But here it's a big L. He's putting his hair in the place in order to be cut. And therefore, don't compare this Messiah to that Messiah. Answer number one of the Ritva. And then he says, maybe here there is a separate point. Here, you only need it to get over the hump of Maisa to be called to get Malchus. So that might have less of a standard than the other context of Misayeya to call it a complete act. Either way, this is a fruitful discussion of Misayeya. If you look in the Rambam and the Ravid have a discussion about this Lamaskana. That same Rambam that we read before, Perak Yud Beis and Ochad Avodah Zarah, the Rambam says, everybody is chayev, b'medvar mamurim, b'ish ha-migaleach. Aval ha-ish ha-misgaleach, what we would call a nikaf, eino loke elim kein, siyeh le-migaleach. Ready, passes like that day, only Messiah is going to get chayev. Says the Ravid, ava b'ish eino loke, kivet shemidaito, asa over b'lav. What do you mean? Even without Messiah, it's asur. So what does the Rambam hold? Right, does the Rama argue on that? Says the Ketzer Mishnah, v'yoser niroli, delo shayach lo marshehu over b'lav, Kiva de lo oven maisa klau. Via filo marmelo lahakif lo pas rosho. Ein shliach lidvar aveira. Says the Ketzer Mishnah, I'm not so convinced that according to the last answer, miss that if you don't do anything, if you're not Messiah at all, are you going to be chayav at all? Okay, it's a terrible thing to do to allow yourself to have the payas cut, but the Ketzer Mishnah is not so convinced that there is that isser. The Chashuke Chemet here has a couple of discussions, a couple of cases about issues of makif. Here's the following case. Aviv tziva alav egzeris kibud av sheyegzeris peyosa. I don't want you to have payas. I don't like your payas. And he cuts them. Does he get malchus for that? He was listening to his father. He did it b'mason. So what's the halacha there? So says the Chashuk Yechemin, le'inyin edus l'chora adam zeh lo nifsal. So he's not pasal le'edus, reisha over a saver, but ta'us. Right? It was a mistake. He didn't know. Ela mikobaka ish lodunim kabal malchus alo. Does he get malchus? So he quotes a Rambam about mistakes being made. V'chol mishin omar bo yehari val yavar. We know the halacha. What if you're supposed to give your life and instead you violate? It's a chil Hashem. But because mibreisha over ba'ones, ain malkin oso. Vein sarach lomar shein memisin oso bezdin. So it sounds like that, right, you're not going to get malchus if it was ba'ones, if it was something that was out of your control. Well, if he says, linyan litachin shuadim bin yonenu, aval bishu kibel asra mikal makam, imadavar nikar, shu chasha, shu miskalech, mishum shu mechuyav la'asos kein, mishum kibet av, umashikibel asra, mibnei shu savar shein zu basra mamish, ulai lo yakabel malchus vitzarechian. And there's others, you know, if the context of anasim, cut your payas or will kill you, so meikra din doesn't have to be a cut. What about chas hashmad? These are all issues that come up here in Gozes. Again, a lot to talk about here in the terms of context of hakafa and hashrasa, but we will stop here.